This is Suzanne Conrad from Lightyear Leadership, sharing with you the principle, I am, you are. This is a principle that I learned from my teacher, Dorothy Espio. It is by far and away one of the most important principles to be able to live a life of choice and of honoring the choice of another. A way to experience it yourself right now is to place your hand over your heart, palm down onto your chest, and say, I am. And then place your hand up with the palm facing out towards another person and say, you are. So something that I find fascinating about this is that the hand facing outward across all cultures means many things, and all of them apply here. First of all, the open palm means I bear no weapons. It also means I come in peace. It also means hello. It also means hold your ground, stay, and yet it's quite gentle. So all at once, the open palm is a welcome and a boundary. The principle, I am, you are, is critical in our ability to be able to hold space for another person as they achieve their goals. It's also the principle that allows me to be able to teach many other people without requiring them to be me. Because you know what? They need to be them. So all the while it's me or someone else, as you're developing someone, it's so important for you to honor that they are a unique individual, as are you. Now, let me tell you some of the ways that we can get sideways with this principle so that you can hear it in my voice, all right? So the young girl that really deifies her father would say, you know, I am, and Daddy, you are. And there's perhaps an appropriate time for that. And yet as she grows older, she may find that it's very, very difficult for her to find the correct man to date and to eventually marry, because there's some way that she's holding that person higher than herself and isn't able to be evenly yoked, isn't able to recognize her own full adulthood. And look, I'm saying this, there's no psychology in this. This is a simple energetic principle. Another way it could go sideways is for it to be the opposite. I am and you are. So you can hear the judgment or the distancing or the hierarchy or the elitism. Now, granted, of all the billions of people that we currently have on our planet today, there is an infinite variety of abilities and skill and contribution to be made. And they are not equal to one another. So this principle is not that two people are equal. It is that there is both a welcome and a boundary. Many wonderful things happen when practicing the principle, I am, you are. The first is that we demonstrate that this is a free will planet. This is the great experiment in free will. I don't really get to tell anyone what to do. As you may have discovered, no one actually listens to anybody else really anyway. They only and always listen to themselves and what they say to themselves in their own head. And then they agree with us. And then they do it. So it's important for us to recognize, as we're supporting other people and leading this kind of work, that it is a free will planet, and it is a trespass to violate another person's free will. So in order to teach choice, we need to honor it. The second really valuable thing that happens by practicing I am, you are, is that we can learn to recognize when we are accidentally processing or taking on an issue that isn't ours. In principle number 3, where we talked about the innate intelligence of the body is sensing all the time. It's communicating with us. And we know that we can have what we would call issues of the tissue. So let's say I'm working with someone who's really, really worried and maybe very, very emotional. I want to be able to be connected to them and concerned about them and assist them in converting their worry to commitment without taking on their actual emotion of anxiety and processing that in my body. If I did that, I would lose my I am. And as soon as I lost my I am, I wouldn't be able to assist that person to be able to make whatever change they came there to see me to make. So you can see that by being able to share choice with other people, by being able to distinguish whether or not we're processing the issue of another person or whether it's actually ours, that we can really change our ability to be able to coach another person, support another person, be with them during a difficult time. Look, I have seen a lot of very difficult and dark experiences for myself, and I've watched them for other people. And I'll tell you what, people that do not know this principle, when something hard happens to someone that they love, a lot of times they'll avoid them because they don't know how to be with them because they're afraid that they'll burst into tears and make things worse. Well, that's where if we can just simply be able to hold our own space and be able to recognize and allow another person to be another person and to have their moment of pain, their moment of mourning, they will be able to move through it. And we don't ever help anybody by jumping into that with them. The greatest gift that we can give ourselves and all the people that we care about and want to help is to retain and remain 100% ourselves 100% of the time.